Japan Top 10.
Welcome to episode 369 of Japan Top 10 Countdown. I am your host, Kirby.
And
spring is here. We have some of your favorite artists like Hikaru Utada and Vicky Blanca. Or you may discover some newer artists like Fujikaze.
Want to join our team? We have got open positions currently that need to be filled. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create some Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
All right, let's kick off April 2021 countdown episode with Niji from Masaki Suda.
Number 10.
Naite iin da yo. Sonna hitokoto ni boku wa sukuwaretan da yo honto ni arigato nasakenai keredo tarashinai keredo kimi o omou koto dake de ashita ga kagayaku ari no mama no futari de ii yo hidamari mitsukete asobou yo veranda de mizu o yaru kimi no ashimoto ni chiisana niji ne issho soba ni iru kara issho soba ni ite issho hanare nai you ni issho kenmei ni kizuku musunda me ga hodoke nai you ni kataku Sato, papa no naki mushi wa marude bokura no you de sa mirai ga itoshii okina yume ja nakute ii yo jibun rashiku iretara ii yo hitori bochi mayotta toki wa ano koro omoi dashite Sanishii yoru o hanbun boku ni azukete hoshii ureshii hibi wa jubun ni warai atte itai donna kotoba demo tarinai yona kimi no nukumori ni kureta sei Kazoku ya tomodachi no koto konna boku no koto itsumo daiji ni warau kara nakete kuru nda yo nan ni mo nakatta sora ni potsun to kagayaite ita arigatou ni kawaru kotoba zutto sagashite itan da issho soba ni iru kara soba ni ite issho hanare nai you ni issho kenmei ni kizuku musunda me ga hodoke nai you ni kataku tsunaida te o hanasanai kara hanasanai kara
Thank you.
Niji is the fifth single by Masaki Suda and was released on November 25, 2020. It was used as a theme song for the anime movie Stand By Me Doraemon 2.
The music video was directed by renowned feature film director Meepo Oh, who has won awards for Best Director at both the Yokohama and Montreal Film Festivals. Niji depicts the after-happy marriage life of a couple. In the video, Kotone Furukawa from Yale, NHK Morning Drama, and Masaki Suda played the couple. For number 9, we have One Last Kiss by Hikaru Utada.
Number 9.
Oh,
The COVID-19 pandemic had pushed back the release of Evangelion 3.0 plus 1.0 2021, and Hikaru Utada's new single One Last Kiss was revealed December 2020 as the theme song. This song falls three spots to eighth place from last month, Leo Ieiri singing her song Sora to Ao, Sky and Blue.
Number 8.
Kimi ga warau to ureshi kara doko made mo futari arukesou de kimi ga naitara sora mo naku yo hoshi no kakureta yoru wa saba ni ite
Sora to Ao is Leo Ieiri's 17th single and was released January 20th. The song also features as the main theme song for the comedy TV drama series Uchi no Musume wa Kareshi ga Dekinai, Date My Daughter.
Interestingly, the title of the song Sora to Ao doesn't just imply the sky and the blue, But it is also in reference to the characters of the TV drama series where main characters' names are Minase Sora and Minase Aoi. At number 7, we have a new song, Tabiji by Fujikaze.
Number 7.
Fujikaze is a Japanese musician and singer-songwriter under Universal Sigma. he released his first studio album, Help Ever Hurt Never, in 2020. Since he was 12, Fuji has posted cover versions of a wide variety of musical genres on his Fuji Kaze YouTube channel.
Fuji Kaze is also skillful and energetic at playing the piano. Journey is used as an original soundtrack in Nijiro Karate drama. Wants to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. This song rose three places to number 6, Aiko singing her song Jishaku, Magnet.
Number 6.
した痛み目につく思い出笑いの思いの影
Aiko has revealed the music video for Jishaku. The song will be included in her new album, どうしたって伝えられないから。I can't tell you what to do, to drop on March 3.
Jishaku is an up-tempo song that portrays the story of a man and woman who repel like magnets. The lyrics describe the separation of the two. Moving one spot up to number 5, we have Ponytail from Vicky Blanca.
Number 5.
Yeah.
Vicky Blanca's fifth single Ponytail is released on March 17th. The song is a middle ballad that depicts a faint and sad love with the theme of spring.
Ponytail is upbeat and shows off Vicky Blanca's lower register. The album will also feature the pop song 10. Although this band falls 3 spots to 4th place from last month, they are back again. Yorushika singing their song Harudorobo, Spring Thief.
Number 4.
Honey,
Yoroshika is a Japanese rock duo consisting of a former Vocaloid music producer Nabuna and Sui, a female vocalist. The band is extremely secretive, with their logo being a combination of a clock and an eyeball. They have never revealed their faces and have only held two concerts, one in July 2017 and another in August 2019.
The reason for the secrets is that they want their audience to listen to their music without any preconceptions. Let the music speak for itself. They have released three albums, with the most recent being Plagiarism from July 2020. And moving up one spot to number three, we have Sakura ga furu yoru wa, or On the Night When the Cherry Blossoms Fall, from Aimeon.
Number three.
Sigh.
Premiering on YouTube on March 5, the music video has already reached over 1 million views. Aimeon's On the Night When the Cherry Blossoms Fall is also the theme song of ABEMA's last work, Don't Be Fooled by Love and Wolves.
This song expresses how uncontrollable love is. Aimeon stated, during the recording, I was a little nervous while thinking again that these lyrics still had such feelings in my body. It is a wonderful song that makes you think about someone you care about. The second place song of this month has risen 6 places since last month. It's Gen Hoshino's Sozo or Create.
Number 2.
Let's take something out of nothing, out of the ordinary, breaking rules to create a world on way, planning every day, let's chase all the yellow magic, then we come to a whole trend, running down like three to you today, planning over again.
Create is the song for the 35th anniversary of Super Mario. Back in the middle of 2020, Nintendo started airing a commercial in Japan celebrating the 35th anniversary of Super Mario. The commercial featured a song by Japanese pop icon Gen Hoshino, limited to the 35-second commercial.
In 2021, Gen Hoshino released the full version of the song titled Create. If you listen carefully to the song, it is full of Nintendo references and Easter eggs such as the GameCube startup sound. Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. And finally, moving up two spots to number one, we have Universe by Official Hige Dandism.
Number one.
Thank you.
Streaming has been the biggest driving force for Official Hige Dandism's large success in the last few years, with songs No Doubt and Pretender gaining hundreds of millions of views. Pretender reached 100 million streams in just 23 weeks as well.
One of the driving factors behind this success could be the quantity and quality of the tie-ins related to their songs. Musical festivals and popular events have many Official Hige Dandism songs. Universe has become another extremely popular song from the band.
And now we move into our indie spotlight. For this episode, we have Maidenfield with Love with a D.
Trouble with dreaming this deep is I'm losing myself inside of you. Millions and millions of reasons why I wish I could carry on, but I get the feeling my feelings have told me I'm moving on. Love with the deep. For all the hope I've burned, all the fires I've cried, for all the pain that lived and all the joy. Is not gonna take us very far. Millions and millions of reasons why I wish I could carry on, but I've lost the feeling I needed to keep on keeping on. Love with the deep. For all the hope I've burned, all the fires I've cried, for all the pain I've lived and all the joy that died, I just couldn't make you see me in the way that I feel. For all the tears I've broken, all the glass I've bled, all the truth I've cut me, all the things I've said.
Maidenfield, aka JJ, is a British music producer who lives in Tokyo. As well as writing his own material, JJ has ghostwritten, produced, toured, and recorded with a variety of artists. This includes The Gazette, The Brilliant Green, Tommy February, TM Revolution, Abingdon Boys School, and Asian Kung Fu Generation. As well as internationally with Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, and Carly Rae Jepsen. Creating future bass plus atmospheric tracks, Maidenfield has written two soundtracks for two movies.
Love with a D. Love is no longer spelled L-O-V-E. It is spelled with a D, L-O-V-E-D. It's sung by a Canadian tarot card reading YouTuber who is also fluent in Japanese. The song's lyric video features JJ in Hiroshima and the song singer in Helsinki. The track was released through Asian Kung Fu Generation's agency on all streaming sites. Thank you for listening to the Japan Top 10 Countdown for April 2021. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Leave your comments and give us your suggestions at jtop10.jp. For next episode, Tassie and Haru are joining a week from now to showcase some of the biggest acoustic songs from MTV Unplugged Japan. Finally, the long winter is over here in Toronto. I hope you all have a wonderful spring. Your hosts of this episode were I.
And Kirby.
See you at the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Japan Top.